Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Today we continue our study in the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我们要继续的来探讨马太福音。
And the passage for consideration today is Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 to 12.
我们今天所要探讨的经文是取自于马太福音第二章第一到第十二节。
On the topic, why seek ye Jesus?
我们今天的题目是为何寻求耶稣。
What we have in this particular chapter is a very curious situation.
这段经文有一个很奇怪的一个状况。
You have people who are coming from afar.
你有一群人从遥远的地方到来。
They are known as magi or wise men, and so they are highly intelligent people.
他们被称为博士，就是非常有智慧的人。
And you would expect highly intelligent people to be seeking out something that is very precious.
你知道有智慧的人就会寻求非常宝贵的东西。
Seeking somebody whom the world will regard as important or as wise as them.
如果他们寻求的一个人，一定是世界上认为与他们一样有同等智慧的人。
But in this particular passage, you will find that the wise men as well as a king are scrambling to find a little baby.
但是在这段经文里记载了几位博士和一位王急急忙忙的要去寻找一个婴孩。
Everybody trying to find a little baby.
每个人都在找一个婴孩。
Wow, that is amazing.
这是相当奇妙的。
The only thing that is more curious will be 22 people trying to chase a ball.
更加奇怪的就是22个人在追一球。
Well, but here you find out, a king and his associates, and then three other, wise men who are searching for a small baby.
但是这里描述的却是个王和他的手下，还有一些博士在寻找一个婴孩。
Nobody even know where he is.
没有人知道他在哪里。
And this baby is at least, right, as taught by the people, right, belonging to a carpenter.
而这个婴孩呢，当时的人都教导说他是属于一个木匠的。
Of course, we know, right, as we have learned the last message, we know that the father of this baby is not Joseph, is not a man.
但是上一次在讨论到这题目的时候，我们已经说到了这婴孩的父亲不是约瑟。
But well, at least to the people, well, they think that he came from a family that is very lowly.
但是对当时的人来说，他们认为这婴孩是来自一个非常卑微的家庭的。
Who cares about a baby from a common family?
谁会在乎一个来自卑微家庭的婴孩呢
？And yet.We see down here a whole city being very troubled by this baby.
但是我们这里看到整个城市的人都因为这个婴孩而感到非常的困惑。
Everybody is trying to seek for him.
每个人都在寻求他。
Well, one sign that struck me a few years ago was a sign that was found outside Tang's shopping center.
几年前我在施家同百货公司外面看到张贴了这样的一个布条。
I'm not sure whether Tang's shopping center still put the same sign out today during Christmas time.
我不知道今天在圣诞节的时候这家百货公司是否张贴同样的这段句子。
And this sign says, even wise men seek Jesus.
这段句子写着说甚至是博士也来寻求耶稣。
Of course, the basis of this sign finds itself in this particular passage.
当然，这段句子呢是取自于马太福音第二章，刚才我们所读到的这段经文的。
And they are trying to encourage people to seek Jesus.
他们在鼓励人们去寻求耶稣。
But what is important also is the reason why we want to seek Jesus.
但是重要的是，我们寻求耶稣的理由到底是什么呢？
Because in this particular passage, we find that the motivations of the people who are seeking for Jesus can be very different.
因为我们发现在这段经文里要寻求耶稣的人，他们的目的和推动力是非常不同的。
Well, we can broadly classify the seekers in this particular passage into two types.
这段经文的寻求耶稣的人，我们大概可以分成两类型的人。
And the first type of seeker is exemplified by King Herod.
第一类型寻找耶稣的人呢，就由希律来做代表了。
Well, this King Herod is none other than Herod the Great. He reigned as king of the Judean region from 37 to 4 BC.
那这个希律呢，是在犹大地区做王的，在主前第37年到第4年。
He is called Herod the Great because he was a very great builder.
他被称为希律王呢，因为他是一个很喜欢建造建筑物的人。
He was well known for his many magnificent projects and monuments.
他建造了许多辉煌的建筑物。
Now, this particular king was originally from the Edomites, right, from Edom.
这位王呢，原本是来自以东族的。
But somewhere down his family line, some of them convert to Judaism.
但是在他的祖先当中呢，有一些人就改信了犹太教。
But somehow the Jews don't like him.
但是不知道为什么那些犹太人却不喜欢他。
They don't like him because they think that he is half Jew.
他们不喜欢他，因为他们认为他只有一半犹太人的血统。
But this king is a very crafty king.
但是这位希律王是一个非常狡猾的王。
So in order to appease the Jews, in order to get their favor while he renovated the temple of the Jews.
为了要引起这些犹太人对他的赞许呢，他就装修了他们的圣殿。
While thinking that by renovating the temple, the Jews will be very happy with him.
希律王认为如果他装修了犹太人的圣殿，他们一定会很喜欢他，很高兴。
But behind the scene, this man was actually very ruthless.
但是在幕后呢，这个人其实是一个很残酷的人。
How ruthless was he?
他是如何的残酷呢？
Well, he even killed off 3 of his sons because he suspected that they want to take over his throne.
他杀害自己3个儿子，因为他怀疑他们想篡夺王位。
So this was a very ruthless king.
所以这位希律王是一个很残暴的人。
He will use all kinds of means in order to consolidate his power on the throne.
他会用尽方法来巩固他自己的权势。
And so there was a saying, I'd rather become Herod's pig than become his son.
所以有人曾经传过这么一句话，宁愿做希律王的猪，也不要做他儿子。
Because the pigs are well fed, the sons they are killed.
因为他的猪得到很好的食物，他的儿子反而被杀。
How sad, right?
非常的可悲。
Oh, this was Herod.
但希律王就是这么样的一个人。
Now we read in this particular passage that Herod became very troubled when there were wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
我们知道希律王感到非常的不安，当他知道有博士从东方而来。
Most people will regard these wise men as coming from the region of Persia.
很多人都说这些博士是从波士一带而来的。
And this is because in the Greek the word is magi, which is translated as 博士 in the Chinese.
因为在希腊文里，它那个原字呢是翻译成在中文里被翻译成博士的。
And this word in Greek actually its origin is Persian.
而这个字呢，在原文希腊文里，它的来源呢是波斯。
So how did they know that the king of the Jews will be born in the region of Bethlehem?
那么这些东方的博士如何知道这犹太的王是诞生在伯利恒一带的呢？
Well, maybe from the writings and testimonies of David some 500 years ago.
可能是大卫在500多年前所写的。
Now, Herod heard their testimony or their desire to find the king of the Jews.
希律王就听到了这些博士在寻找犹太的王。
And it was this saying that made him very troubled.
而他听了这样的一句话，就心里非常不安。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, because he called himself king of the Jews.
因为犹太，对不起，因为希律认为他就是犹太人的王。
His official title was king of Judea.
因为他的官方的正式封号就是犹大的王。
And now you have this wise man coming from Persia.
现在你有这群从波斯来的博士。
Now you think when the wise man come from Persia, who would be the first person they want to find?
你认为他们从波斯到来第一个要寻找的人应该是谁呢？
Mind you, they are like ambassadors.
他们就好像大使这样。
They are ambassadors from afar. They want to, they come to this region, and instead of going to find Herod, who is the king, they say, "I want to find another king."
他们从遥远的地方而来，以大使的身份，并没有寻找希律，反而说他们要寻找另一位犹太的王。
It's like a big slap to his face, right?
这对他来说，好比打了他一个耳光一样。
Hey, I am the king of Judea.
他说我才是犹大的王。
And now these people want to find this person called the king of the Jews.
现在这一群博士要找这位称为犹太的王的。
And don't forget, this Herod was not somebody who is ignorant of the scriptures.
不要忘记这希律王是认识圣经的。
Remember, he was converted, or his family was converted to Judaism.
我们要记得，他家族中有一些人就改信了犹太教。
So he would know that the Jews are looking forward to a Messiah.
所以他知道犹太人正在渴望弥赛亚的到来。
He knew that the Jews would be looking for a final king that would come, the perfect king that would come to rule the entire world.
他们在等，犹太人在等待那位完全的王到来，来统领整个世界。
So of course, this Herod was very troubled.
所以希律王非常的不安。
This was a man who would kill his sons in order to get power.
希律是一个会杀害自己的儿子来巩固自己权力的人。
And now I know a king will come in order to take the power away from me.
现在他听说有另外一个王要来把他的权力夺去。
Don't you think he will be very worried?
你认为他不应当这样的不安吗？
And so therefore, he wanted to find Jesus Christ very desperately.
所以他很情急迫切的要去寻找耶稣。
And he knew the best way to find him.
他也知道最好的方法去找耶稣。
Yeah, he's quite an intelligent man.
他也是一个相当聪明的人。
Look at verse 4.
你看第四节。
He had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, and he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
第四节告诉我们，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”
You see, he even knew that the answer was to be found in the scriptures.
你知道他希律王也知道答案呢，必须在圣经里找到。
So who will be the best people to know?
所以谁最认识圣经呢？
That must be the religious leaders.
就是当时的宗教领袖。
And so he demanded them to tell him the answer where Christ should be born.
所以他就要他们告诉他耶稣会生在哪里。
And so the scribes and the chief priests, well, they told him the answer.
祭司长和文士就把答案给了希律。
And the answer would be Bethlehem of Judea.
答案就是在犹太的伯利恒。
This was what was recorded in the Old Testament scriptures.
这是在旧约圣经所记载的。
And it's very specific. It is Bethlehem of Judea.
是非常很精准的指出是在犹太的伯利恒的。
Now the scripture says Bethlehem Ephratah.
圣经告诉我们是在伯利恒以法他。
Because there were two Bethlehems.
因为当时有两个伯利恒。
One Bethlehem was in the north, in the region of Ephraim.
一个在北部，在以法莲那里。
There was another Bethlehem though in the south, in Judea.
还有另外一个伯利恒在南部，是在犹大地。
So not the one in the north, the one in the south.
所以圣经所指的伯利恒以法他不是在北部的，是在南部的。
And this is what the scripture says, that this child will become a governor and this child will rule his people, Israel.
圣经告诉我们，这诞生的婴孩是一位君王，他将来要牧养以色列民的。
And you realize that Herod did not dismiss the answer.
你会发现希律并没有不信他们的答案。
And what does this tell you?
这告诉你什么呢？
He knew that what the scripture says must be true.
因为就是他知道圣经所说的一定是真实的。
He's not like some people in the world, you know, these scriptures, it's just any book, reject the answer.
他不像世界上其他的一些人，他们拒绝相信圣经所记载的。
This wise, intelligent, but wicked king, he...knew that what the scripture says was correct.
希律是一个聪明但是残暴的人，他知道圣经所记载的必然是真实的。
And so, therefore, he called the wise men to come.
所以他就招了那些博士到来。
And he called them in secret.
他暗暗地把他们招了来。
But so that nobody even know about this meeting.
所以没有人知道这次的会面。
And nobody will get to witness this hypocrisy.
也没有人看到这个希律他虚假的一面。
And what did he say to the wise men?
他对这个那些博士说什么呢？
Well, he pleaded them to inquire diligently, or rather, he inquired diligently what time the star appeared.
圣经告诉我们，希律就细问那些博士，那星是什么时候出现的。
And what you have in the Chinese translation is very good. Inquired diligently, meaning he inquired, make sure he had the accurate answer about when the star appeared.
中文圣经翻译得很好，就是说他细问。详细的询问这星到底是什么时候出现的。
He's not interested in like what the Singaporeans would say, agar agar.
他不像新加坡人这样大概大概就可以了。
What is the exact time you see the star and where do you see it?
他要知道那星是到底什么时候出现的，他要那个准确的时间。
And afterwards he even told the wise man, okay, now you go to Bethlehem and when you goSearch diligently, again, like the same word down here, search diligently for the young child. Know his exact location. And then once you know his exact location, you come back to me and tell me where he is. And he told them that the reason why he wanted to find the child was to worship Jesus.
还有希律也告诉这些博士，他差他们往伯利恒去，告诉他们你要仔细的寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来告诉我他精确的地点。好，让我去拜他。
Such a diligent seeker of Christ, right?
他好像是一个很积极的在寻求耶稣的人。
He even inquired the scriptures, you know?
他甚至去看一下圣经告诉他一些什么东西。
Like some people, they study the scriptures.
就好像人在读圣经的时候。
Oh, and they study the scriptures very diligently, very fervently.
他们很有一颗很炙热的心来看神的话语。
But what is the reason for them to study the scriptures?
但是这些人在这样的读圣经的时候呢，是为什么呢？
Just like what was the reason for Herod to seek for Jesus Christ so diligently?
理由跟希律这样积极的去寻找耶稣的是一样的。
Was it because he wanted to worship the baby Jesus?
他是真的要来拜这位婴孩耶稣吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
The truth was that he wanted Christ to be dead.
事实上他要杀害这位小孩。
And that will be God willing the message for the next time. You will see how Herod went all the way to make sure that Jesus Christ was dead. Now of course we know he failed.
主愿意的话，下一期我们将会谈到希律如何的要去杀害耶稣，当然我们知道他没有成功。
So the wise men, well, they wanted to seek for Jesus, they wanted to seek for this baby, but they were actually seeking for a king.
这些博士在寻找这位婴孩，他们其实在寻找一位王。
And later we will see why they want to seek this particular baby who is also king.
稍后我们会知道他们要寅找这位小孩也是王的原因是什么。
But with regards to this king, well, this king want to seek after this Jesus, not to worship him, but to eliminate him at all costs.
而希律王要寻找耶稣呢，不是要来拜他，而是要愿意付出任何的代价把耶稣除掉。
I hope that this is not the kind of heart of anybody who is down here today.
我希望我们当中没有任何人会有这样的心思。
That we say that when we want to come and seek Jesus, is coming to seek Jesus in order to oppose him.
我们不是要来寻找耶稣，为的是与他对立。
Seek to oppose.
是寻找耶稣，却是要来与他对立的。
Yes, that will be the first type of seeker that we see down here.
第一类型的寻找耶稣的人就是这样的。
And know that you can never win if you try to seek for Jesus this way.
知道你永远不可能胜利，如果你寻找耶稣为了是要与他对抗。
Because what happened to Herod?
因为在希律身上发生了什么事？
Well, very soon he would die.
很快的希律就会死去了。
In that same year.
在那同一年
in 4 BC
就是在主前第四年
Yes, no man can escape the divine judgment of God.
没有人能够逃避神圣的审判的
So don't be like this first type of seeker.
所以千万不要像这第一类型的寻找耶稣的人
You must be like the wise man.
你必须要像博士一样
Now, why did you come to seek Jesus?
博士为什么要寻求耶稣呢？
Well, let us look on in the Holy Scriptures.
我们再看圣经告诉我们什么。
Verse 9 tells us that they departed to find the departed to find Jesus, and then when they saw the star, they followed the star until the star came and stood over where the young child was.
第二章第九节告诉我们，他们就去了，在东方所看见的那星，忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方。就在上头停住了。
And what was their reaction when they saw that the star stood over the child?
他们看到那个星停在孩子上，他们的反应是什么呢？
Did they rush to the child to grab the child in order to kill him?
他们是否跑向前把孩子抓住，然后把他杀害呢？
Did they exclaim, "Oh, I expected a child that is more magnificent, but how come this is a child that is lying in a manger? And mind you, this manger is a stone manger."
他们是否说哦，我们想象这孩子会比他更加辉煌，而他反而是躺在一个马槽里的，而这马槽是由石头凿成的。
How come this baby is living together with horses?
为什么这婴孩会与马一同的生活
？No, none of such reaction.
没有，他们没有这样任何的一个反应。
What you have down here is that they rejoice with exceeding great joy.
圣经告诉我们，他们大大的欢喜了。
Oh, they were super happy.
非常非常的开心。
And then when they come to the house, when they saw the young child with the mother, they fell down and worshipped.
第十一节告诉我们，他们进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子。
Yes, they fell down and worshipped.
是的，他们就俯伏拜他。
Can you imagine this scene whereby wise men, men of great intelligence, men of great power, falling down in front of a baby to worship?
你能想象这一幕吗？这一群非常有智慧、非常有权力的人俯伏在一个小孩子面前来拜他。
You know, in those days, it was not uncommon for people to worship their own king.
你知道，在当时候呢，人们拜他们的王呢是相当普遍的。
This is very common in the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国，这是非常普遍的。
The emperor will be worshipped as a deity.
人会把他们的王当成神一样的来崇拜。
But here you have wise men, you have magi who came from Persia.All the way to worship a king that was not from their nation.
但是这里你却有从波斯来的那些博士，到来拜一位不是他们国家的一个小孩子为王。
They are not worshiping a Persian king. They are worshiping a Jewish king.
他们并不是在拜一个波斯王，反而是在拜一位犹太人的王。
And why did they worship this baby?
他们为什么会拜这位婴孩呢？
Why did they worship this king that is not from their nation?
为什么拜一个不来自他们国家的王呢？
Because they understood very well who this baby was.
因为他们很清楚地知道这小孩子是谁。
Because this baby they knew was no ordinary baby.
因为他们知道这婴孩不是一个普通的婴孩。
But that this baby was the Messiah, this baby was also one who is fully man and fully God.
他们知道这位婴孩是弥赛亚，他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
There is no such other babies like this in this world. Only this particular baby, whereby he is both 100% man and 100% God.
在这世界上没有其他婴孩像这位婴孩，他是特殊的，因为他是100%神，也是100%的人。
And this was something that was very stupendous because this indicated that they understood that this baby that was before them was God or is God.
这代表了这些博士清楚地明白，在他们面前的这位婴孩是神。
One thing you will notice later on as you look through the Gospels was that the people in those days they really struggled to believe that Jesus Christ was God.
你会发现在福音书里那些人呢，圣经记载了他们真的挣扎要去 来相信耶稣的确是神。
Here is a man who can get hungry.
他因为他是会像他们一样会肚子饿的。
Here is a man who can get tired.
他会觉得疲倦。
So if you tell me that Jesus is a man, I can easily believe.
所以你告诉我耶稣是人，我很轻易的可以明白。
Because I see it with my own eyes.
因为我自己亲眼看到了。
But now you are trying to tell me that this baby is God.
但是你现在却告诉我这婴孩是神。
Now, even when Jesus was grown up, they found it hard to believe that he is God.
甚至耶稣已经长大成人，他们都觉得难以相信他是一位神。
What more a baby?
更何况是一个婴孩呢？
Yeah, yeah. The baby should be younger than 千柔。
这婴孩肯定比千柔还小。
But they worship him as God.
但是他们却俯伏拜他为神。
Well, this was only the kind of spiritual insight that God can give.
这样的属灵的认识呢，唯有神能够赐给他们的。
And they know his purpose, that this was the baby that has come to take away the sins of the world.
他们知道这婴孩带来来到这个世界是要把人的罪移去的。
The salvation is only through Christ Jesus, through this particular baby.
通过耶稣基督，通过这个婴孩，人才能够得到救恩的。
And it is this particular baby.That is worthy of all worship. Christ is the only one that is worthy of all worship.
也唯有这个婴孩，就是耶稣基督，才配得所有的崇拜。
And why is he worthy of all worship? Well, firstly, because he is God.
他配得所有的崇拜，因为首先他是神。
And the one living and true God.
他是那又真又活的神。
And so, therefore, nobody is higher than him.
所以没有人比他更好的。
He is the supreme of this world.
他是这位这世界上全能的。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And so, therefore, even King Herod would have to bow down to him. Even all the Persian kings will have to bow down before him.
所以，就算是希律王和所有波斯的王，也要来俯伏拜他。
My dear friends, is this the picture of Christ that is in your heart?
亲爱的朋友，耶稣基督在你心里是不是这样的做王的呢？
Because very often when people talk about Jesus Christ, they take him as though he is just some glorified Santa Claus.
因为有时有些人想到耶稣基督，就把他想象成一个得到荣耀的圣诞老人一样。
Oh yes, they say I love Jesus Christ.
他们会说哦，我爱耶稣。
But what is the Jesus Christ that they love?
但是他们所爱的耶稣到底是怎样的一个耶稣呢？
Well, sometimes it seems as though the Jesus Christ they love is like some stuffed toy that they can hug when they are sad.
他们认为耶稣就好像那些毛绒玩具一样，他们。伤心的时候可以去拥抱他。
Soft type of Jesus
是比较软弱的耶稣。
But that's not the kind of Christ in the scriptures.
但是圣经所告诉我们的耶稣不是这样的。
He is the King of Kings. Please understand that.
我们要清楚的了解他是万王之王。
And so therefore he is worthy of all worship, and of course he also demands worship.
当然他是配得所有的荣耀，他也要我们这样的去来拜他。
And it is this Jesus in which the wise men were seeking.
而就是这样的一个耶稣呢，那些博士在寻找的。
And they were seeking to worship him.
他们寻找他，就是要来拜他。
Unlike Herod, who was seeking to kill him.
而不像希律王一样，寻找耶稣是要来杀害他。
Who was seeking to oppose him.
他寻找耶稣，希律王寻找耶稣是要来与他对抗的。
But the wise men came.To seek Jesus in order to humble themselves before Him.
但是博士来寻找耶稣，却是要在他面前，做，要在他面前谦卑的。
And also to worship Him.
也来拜他。
And this is the kind of heart that we must also have if we truly want to be blessed by Jesus Christ.
我们倘若真正愿意得到耶稣的福气，我们就要有像博士这样的心态。
And this is the type of heart that a Christian should have.
每一个基督徒都要拥有同样的心思的。
The first type of heart is the type of heart that people of the world would have, people who are ignorant of the truth would have.
第一种类型的像希律王这样的心思呢，是世界上的人的想法。
But the second type of seeking should be the type of seeking that characterizes Christians.
但是这第二类型的寻找耶稣的人像博士一样，我们每一个基督徒都应该是这样的。
So, dear reader, because this one from the English of them. Dear friends,
所以亲爱的朋友,
what type of seeker are you? That is the important question.
今天你是一个怎么样寻找耶稣的人呢?
this is a very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
Because nowadays, when people come to church in order to seek Christ, they come with all types of motives.
因为现在很多人来到教会来寻求耶稣呢，是带着种种的目的的。
Some come to church only to find something to, some mistake here and there in order to laugh about Christians and then to attack Jesus Christ.
有些人来到教会是要找出一些错误，然后去嘲笑基督徒，来攻击耶稣。
Some come to church in order to find business contacts.
有些人来到, 教会呢, 是要, 得到更多的生意。
Oh, I want to find people who I can sell a product.
Oh, 我要找那些我可以, 销售一些产品的人。
And so thereby I want to fill my pockets.
他们到来只是要使口袋有钱。
And so what they are doing really is just to exploit Christianity.
他们这样的一个做法其实是在剥削基督教的。
Or some may come to church in order to find friends.
有些来教会呢是要结交多一点，多一些朋友。
To socialize.
有一些社交的活动。
Now of course we are not saying that you don't, that you shouldn't be loving one another.
当然我们 不是在说我们不能够彼此相爱，我们确实应该这样做。And
when you love one another, of course you have to care for one another.
当然，你彼此相爱的时候，你也要互相的关心。And
you have to talk to one another.
你也要有彼此要有相交，有交谈。And
of course you should look forward to one another.
当然，你是要很期待这样的一个会面。But
we are talking about solely coming to church not because of Christ Jesus, but because oh, I'm now lonely, and so therefore, you know, I want to find friends, and then I want to socialize just like in a community club.
但是我们是在描述那些人认为自己很孤单，他们就来到教会，只是要做要进行一些社交的活动，就好像那些社区活动一样。
No, that is bad.
这是非常不对的。
And there are some who come to church simply to seek healing.
有些来到教会呢，是要得到痊愈。
They want to see signs and wonders.
他们要看到神迹奇事。
I'm not sure whether, especially those of you here who are well versed in the internet, whether you have seen a video recently about a miracle service that is held in a church in Singapore.
不知道大家是否 知道最近非常广泛的在流传的 一套, 很短的影片是在一个教会所进行的他们治疗的那个, 活动。
Bun Hao, do you see that video?
Bun Hao 弟兄有看到吗?
All do you see? All, okay, good.
大家都没有看到, 很好。
Well, in that particular video, you have people who are having trouble walking.
在这影片呢, 就有一些人他们行走有困难。
Those with cough, like what I have right now.
那些咳嗽的，就好像我现在有咳嗽一样。
Those whose hand have some problem, you know, like a bit broken, and then they come for the rally.
有些是手有 跌伤的，他们就来到那个活动。
And so, what happened? Well, the pastor was putting their hands upon them.
我发生了什么事呢？ 牧师就按手在这些人的头上。
They spoke a bit of tongues.
然后就讲了一些 方言。
And then after that, they jump and then they say, Hallelujah, I'm healed.
然后他们就跳起来说，赞美主，我得到痊愈了。
Oh, so there was this one person who was was walking with a limb, suddenly he could run and jump.
所以就有一个人，他原本到来的时候呢，是瘸腿的，过后呢，却能够奔跑和跳跃。
Well, especially all the seniors here, do you want this? I think some of you will want it very much.
我们当中一些比较年长的，你们是否也希望像这个人一样呢？
Of course, there were people who were very skeptical on the internet. They said so.
当然，在网络上有许多人对这样的一个治疗的方法抱着很大的怀疑。
But there were people who just go to church to seek Jesus just simply for this.
但是却有些人去教会寻找耶稣，就是要治好他们的病。
But after that, with regards to God's word, with regards to obedience, are they not willing to follow?
但是过后呢，在关于圣经、关于顺服神的话呢，他们却不愿意这么做。
That is just empty profession.
这样的话只是一个空洞的表白，说他们愿意来跟随耶稣。
One thing that is very dangerous in Christianity today is the false gospel of health and wealth.
今天在基督教很危险的就是这个假的福音，就是告诉了你信耶稣，你就能够有钱财、有健康。
Yeah, she explained it very well.
Okay,
I don't need to go further.
我需要再进一步解释。
Just health and wealth. I believe in Jesus Christ and you will have no health problems.
就是说你相信的耶稣，你的健康就绝对没有问题。
And then you'll be very rich.
然后你就会非常的有钱。
So people come to church for what?
所以人来到，这些人来到教会做什么呢？
Worship Jesus because of, pretend to worship Jesus because of health and wealth.
他们就假装来崇拜耶稣，因为他们要得到 健康和财和金钱。
Not, and they are not truly submitting themselves to Him.
他们并没有完完全全的来顺服耶稣。
There is a lot of falsehood out there in Christianity.
在基督教今天就有很多这些假冒为善的人。
Well, they come to seek Jesus.
他们来寻求耶稣。
But seek Jesus for what reason?
但是寻求耶稣是带着什么样的原因呢？
All these kind of false motives.
都是这些种种假的目的。
Do you know that all these false motives in the end, if you classify them together, is really an opposition to Jesus Christ and His Word?
事实上，他们带着这些不正确的目的来到教会呢，他们是在与耶稣和他的话语对抗的。
One movement you must be very careful about today is the charismatic movement.
今天大家主要注意的就是这个灵恩派的运动。
Because the charismatic movement will teach you to go and seek Jesus in order to experience signs and wonders.
因为灵恩派的运动教导基督徒，你去寻求耶稣，为了来体验神迹奇事。
And tongues.
还有说方言。
And they will put all these things above the word of God.
他们把这些神迹奇事和说方言放在神的话语之上。
Do you know that when you study the book of Revelation, that in the last days, this will be exactly what the Antichrist will use to fool people?
你知道，倘若你读启示录，你会发现在末日，敌基督就是用这些来迷惑众人的。
And we are already in the end times.
我们已经在末日了。
Because we see some of the signs of the end times that are found in the Bible already fulfilled.
因为圣经所提到这些末日的征兆呢，有一些已经成立了。
So be very careful.
所以大家要谨慎。
Don't go and seek Jesus with the wrong motive.
不要寻求耶稣带着不对的目的。
And this is an important topic, and I pray that urgently this topic of charismatism will be taught here in the Chinese congregation.
这是一个非常重要的一个题目，我祷告就是我们在中文崇拜呢能够很快的。 学习到关于灵恩派运动的错误。
So either elder has a series of notes on charismatism.
我们的长老可以教导我们，因为他有一系列的讲义关乎灵恩派运动的错误的。
By English.
但是是英语的。
So maybe some people can help him.
所以可能有一些人可以帮助长老。
And we also have some of our friends from FBC who has come back. Well, make it an urgent task.
所以我们也有一些从远东神学院回来的朋友，他也把这个当作为一个很首要的任务。So
that all our brethren here may know.
好，让我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹都能够明白灵恩派运动的错误。Why
is so dangerous?
为什么它是非常危险的？
And one of the danger of the charismatic movement is because of false motive in seeking Jesus.
那其中一个危险的地方就是人们是带着错误的目的来寻求耶稣的。
Be very, very careful.
大家要非常的小心。
There is only one motive that you must have when you come to seek Jesus.
当你来寻求耶稣的时候，唯一一个正确的目的就是。
And what is that motive?
这目的是什么呢？
Well, that motive must simply be, I want to come and submit myself before Christ and before His Word.
你来寻求耶稣的原因呢，只能够有一个，就是你要来顺服他的话语，你要来拜他。
I want to seek His truth.
我要寻求他的真理。
And I want to seek to obey him.
我要寻求来顺服他。
And I want to seek him because he first loved me. And so therefore, in response to his love, I want to come to him. And I want to follow him all the way in my life.
我要寻求他，因为他首先爱我，我愿意一生一世的跟随耶稣。
Have you submitted yourself before this Christ?
你在这基督面前有顺服他吗？
Now, especially for some of you here who may not have believed in Jesus Christ.
那当中有一些人还没有来相信耶稣。
Consider this truth. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And this Christ Jesus came into this world, was born into this world in order to die on the cross of Calvary for your sins.
基督耶稣被钉死在十字架是为着你的罪的。
He died on the cross.
他被钉死在十字架。
He shed his precious blood.
他流下了他的宝血。
So that our sins may be cleansed.
好让我们的罪得到洁净。
And then he was buried, and on the third day he rose again for the justification of our sins.
还有他被埋了，他第三天复活， 为了使我们称义。
Yeah, this is his love for you.
这是耶稣对你的爱。
Should you therefore not seek him?
你难道不应该来寻求他吗？
Hey, seek him and ask him, please cleanse me from my sins, I repent.
寻求耶稣，告诉他来洁净你的罪，告诉他你认罪悔改了。And
from now on, I want to submit myself to you.
并且说从今天开始，我要来顺服你。I
want to trust in your word.
我要信靠你的话语。I
want to learn from your scriptures.
我要从你的话语当中学习。And
I want to obey you all the way.
我要一生一世都来顺服你。
Oh, why would you not want to repent of your sins and believe in Him?
为什么你今天不要来认罪悔改，来相信耶稣呢？
And so I beseech all of you down here, please be true seekers of Jesus.
所以我恳求大家做一个真正寻求耶稣的人。
Don't be a false seeker like Herod.
不要像希律王一样做一个假的寻求耶稣的人。
Don't be like the false seekers of many out there in the world.
不要像世界上很多其他的人一样寻找耶稣都是带着错误的目的的。
Yes, they have all kinds of false intentions, and they can even be appear very diligent to seek Jesus.
是的，他们好像很殷勤的来寻求耶稣，其实是带着不对的 企图的。
And Jesus will reject every one of them.
而耶稣肯定会拒绝他们每一个人。
But those who come to Jesus humbly with a contrite heart.
但是那些带着痛悔的心，真正谦卑来寻求耶稣的。
Desiring to be true worshippers of Him.
他们愿意做一个真正来 崇拜耶稣的人。
God will bless.
神就会赐福给他。
May you be this type of seeker.
愿你是这样的一个寻求耶稣的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
may thou be with all who truly come to seek thee.
愿你每一位真正来寻求你的人同在。
And Lord, we are truly thankful for the example of the wise men.
主，我们非常感谢你，有博士这些这个例子。
Who brought their precious gifts of gold and frankincense before the Lord.
他们带来了他们的礼物，有黄金、乳香和没药。
And Lord, it shows their devotion to thee and the fact that they worship Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, what a wonderful testimony it is to our hearts.
主，他们带来礼物来俯伏拜耶稣为神，这对我们来说是何等大的见证。
Grant us such a heart of submission.
帮助我们对耶稣有这样一颗顺服的心。
And we know, Lord, that to those who come humbly before thee, acknowledging that Christ Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, thou will surely bless.
我们知道，凡真正来寻求耶稣的，承认他是万王之王、万主之主，主你就会赐福给他。
This is a humble cry in Jesus' most blessed name we pray.
我们对主是做出这样谦卑的恳求，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。